What's up, motherfuckers? What you doing, man? Why are you clearing the waters off the table?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. So look, welcome to the motherfucking Freaky Crew podcast show. Up in this bitch, I'm your motherfucking host, Mime Freak, in this hoe, and it's brought to you by the good people. Come on, man, don't be doing that.
I'm getting on OG. Yo,
we're going to have a fucking camera in here so you guys could actually see how this motherfucker act. Right? And we are sponsored by the motherfuckers over at JulieLand.com and this bitch, Mr. Avery, is here with his cock out.
Yo.
With his cock out.
And we got our special... Look, I can't even talk. Special lure.
You get all flustered because she's half naked.
Dog, she actually is. Fucking Jennifer White is in the studio. She's our guest for today, and she took her shirt off.
I did. It was too hot in here.
She's just talking about why. Fucking Chris over there. Mr. Avery.
I think you know me too well.
I think it was cool in here before she got here. All of a sudden, she gets here and it got a little hotter.
Right, yeah, and then I stopped passing gas, so now my stomach is bothering me, because when it was just me and you, and it was like, you know what I mean? I'm not holding this shit in no more. Oh, there you go.
Oh. Don't be shy.
I don't give a fuck about you. I've seen you and with cream in your ass, so you don't judge me.
Go to the toilet.
The toilet. Sponsored by the toilet. The
Freaker Crew. No,
the Freaker. You made that sound like a fucking cracker. The Freaker Crew.
The Freaky Crew.
The Freaky Crew is brought to you by the toilet.
The toilet. People don't know. Is this some kind of sick joke? Yeah, we're starting this whole toilet thing, and you guys will finally get a podcast on what the toilet means. So you got to wait for that. So today. The topic is, do you know? Do you remember? Do you care?
I don't.
The toilet?
No. That's next week.
This week's episode is
sexy foods.
Sexy foods.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Sexy foods.
Sexy foods.
So, when I say sexy foods, what do you guys think? What are you thinking, Avery?
When I think of sexy foods, I think of pretty much... Actually, I'm thinking about my lunch I had yesterday. I had this great pasta yesterday. I think it's just healthy foods, actually. Does that make sense? Like, I think junk foods is not sexy.
It makes
like
healthy sense. Foods.
It makes me think of healthy stuff that's not
That's so fucking current Hollywood typical bullshit.
I know, but that's what makes
sense. When you was a kid,
what do you think
dog.
Of oysters? Wow. Do you think like oysters or...
Yep.
You know,
my mind went to a completely different place.
No, go ahead. Speak on it. That's why we
She's
here.
Thinking about the cucumbers that she sticks in her butt.
Have you done it?
Cucumber in my ass? but in my pussy, yes.
Really? How do we automatically go? I'm sorry, I didn't do that. But
this
like,
is a sexual show.
Food to anal,
like, right? You said like ass that. Because that's my influence of you. If Mo was here, you would do that shit too. But Mo is more like a cliche, smooth, average. The average crew.
Yeah,
as he says. So yeah, if you get around me, and think of fucking anal, but sexy. Foods. I think
sexy
of
foods.
Cherries, whipped cream, strawberries, bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Preferably my own. I think my sexy food is a peach. Peach.
Peach.
Yeah, because when
like
you
that.
Bite into a juicy peach, it gets wet, gets all over the place, it gets sticky. Remind me of a pussy.
All those words are just sexy.
Pussy.
I'm never going to be able to eat peach again.
Yeah, now when you eat peach, you're going to think of a black man.
But what about when I eat a peach cup? Is it the same?
Nah, like just...
Because I have peach cups.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
I need one of those.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So look,
I
like sexy foods. Like what food turns you on? Like,
well, I'd say a popsicle is pretty sexy food.
It's a food, I guess. It's a sweet treat.
It's about as sweet.
It's like meat.
But
sweet
I was
going
to say the same things that you had said, you know, the whole strawberries. And,
So if you had a time where you're sitting with a guy and he's like, babe, I want to get some desserts, some foods to spice up the moment. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to?
My go-to are bananas, strawberries, and some chocolate dip.
Chocolate what?
Dip.
Tip?
Dip.
Some chocolate dip. And just the tip.
Dip. Just the tip.
What about milk duds?
They're not so sexy because you gotta like chew them like.
Right, and then you fuck around and you ruin your fucking filling from your cavity eating right? on a fucking milk dug.
You know.
So what when you think of bananas, what makes it sexy? Because I'm thinking of like, would you put it in your mouth and
you
suck
deep
on
throat
it?
A banana?
Like, yeah, you know what I mean. Like,
can you deep
do
throat
you,
a banana?
Who
we got
fucking
a banana
eats
here.
A banana oh, yeah. like that? You know what I mean?
Doesn't matter. It looks good.
There.
Well, I'd say I'm more thinking of like a sensual type of sexy with the whole like fondue with the chocolate in it and then chop up, you know, the bananas and the strawberries.
Am I an influence on this chocolate thing right now? Because this is a black guy right no. here with all this fucking chocolate. And it was like
I mean,
chocolate.
You definitely put the idea in my head, but
have you ever rubbed chocolate
thought.
Syrup all over your body?
Have you
had somebody
had?
Eat it off?
And you have them eat it off? I've done that.
No, ugh, man. Were you alone?
No. No, I did a picture of a certain girl. We covered her in chocolate syrup.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about dipping your finger in some fucking Hershey's chocolate. You're just like, that's
I covered
fucking
another,
sick.
I made another girl cover herself in chocolate milk. That was cool. That was sexy.
Did you clean that shit up?
Oh, yeah.
You should have made her clean that shit.
Well, I mean, like, I cleaned it up, but it was fun for me. You know how much I love chocolate milk, so, like, that right. was like a fantasy come true. Like,
I seen a chocolate milk filled bathtub that you did.
Yes.
That shit was dope.
That, is
that
awesome.
Was that
dope. Was
whole that.
That was
I just totally
that
remember
one.
Like I was gonna be like that was one. With this girl Tori Black. Oh wait, you know her.
Right,
like, right. We did marshmallows too.
Right, it was. I thought it was just fart bubbles that just couldn't escape.
Did you tell her that? Is that fart bubbles, honey?
Nah, she be those. Making. She don't fart. We're gonna be with each other for 5 years this coming June, and I think I've. Six times?
Yeah.
And like three was like because she was sleeping?
Yeah.
But I get a kick when pretty ass women fart. I'm like, ooh. Yeah. So you are a nasty motherfucking human like men.
Everybody farts. Do they admit
right.
it though?
Right. Exactly. When I walk out the room, she's like, you know what I'm saying? Me, she walk in the room, I'm like, shit, I fart right now in this goddamn studio. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, since you changed the subject, I want to know how long were you dating her and being with her before you did let one go? Like, how long did you
shit
feel
immediately?
Like
I looked at it.
Guys
down.
Don't care. Guys
don't,
do not
look,
care.
Better out than in, my friend. That's what I tell everybody. You ain't about to get me to be all in fucking emergency because I done ruptured something because I neglected to fart in front of a hot chick. Nah, bitch. I'm
will you fart in front of a guy?
Would I? If they asked me to.
But like if you
fart right now.
Would you had to? Exactly. Fart on command. Now.
So you have a husband.
I
okay.
do.
So how long did it take for you to fart in front of him? How long have you guys been together? Let me ask that.
Well, we got married and
we went from sexy food to anal to farting. Let's go. This is awesome.
All right.
Well, we've been married we got married in December 2009, so you do the math.
That's not
fuck
good. That shit. That's the new one.
Never mind.
2019, so it ain't 10 years.
Go ahead.
But we
6 years.
Been together about a year before that.
So you fart in front of him?
How long did it take?
Okay, will you take
not long at all?
Will you take a poop in the bathroom with him in the bathroom?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How long did that take?
Not long at all.
My chick, you know, she's a vegetarian. It takes her like the
preferences.
Right. No, like it takes me to get my pants down and take off my shirt because I don't ever shit with my shirt on. I'm just afraid of fucking wiping my ass and get some shit on the back of my shirt. So you ain't going to be sitting over here me hunching over with my shirt up and I just happen to wipe my ass and there's shit on my...
You take your shirt off every time?
Every fucking time. Every That's time. So don't you,
hey,
you know
you
when
you
go
you
on a fucking handicap stall and they have the hook on there? That's where my shirt go. I am not about to get shit on my shirt. Where this shit come from? I don't know. I'm like, I'm not going to wipe my ass. That's how cautious I am. Yeah. I would, don't judge me.
I'm not judging anything.
No, I'm not
I'm
saying
judging
you
directly. In a good way. Because
yeah,
that's smart.
I'm
going
to take my shirt
you don't
off.
Want
you
shit
know what
on
I mean?
Your clothes.
Like, I got to be comfortable. When I shit, I get hot. You know what I mean? I live in a place where my fucking bathroom is a hot box. So let me strip the fuck down. You know what I'm saying?
Do your thing, baby.
Right. Don't and let my cousin, don't let so this funny. One over my here. Cousin pulls his pants all the way down to his fucking ankles. This motherfucker like is like 25. Kid. Yeah. 25 years old. And I got the picture to prove it. I'm like, my nigga, what the fuck is this? He goes, will you take off your shirt? Nigga, I'm taking off my. I don't take off my shirt to piss. I'm like, to piss, right. Nigga, you just drop your pants.
I don't got my underoos down by my ankles.
I guess my family's weird, but I don't. People go, hey, man, you coming in the bathroom, you putting your shirt back on. Because I took the motherfucker off. Is that weird? Why you always raise your hand and shit in here?
I'm just trying to visualize the
that
whole thing.
That toilet in there that we're going to be talking about?
I'm like thinking.
I've taken a shit in your bathroom. You don't have a hook, so I have to put my shirt on the fucking back of the toilet. Yeah. People are OCD. I just don't want to shit on my shirt.
Okay.
What if I had diarrhea?
Did it happen one time?
Down there? No.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said I don't know where it came from.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Even as a kid?
As a kid, take my shirt off.
Wow.
I think it's weird. Like, have you ever seen yourself shitting? Okay.
No, I don't really think about it.
No, dog, it's funny. This is how I find
you. No, I'm all for healthy bowel movements. Trust
right.
me.
It's the good for Trump you. Hotel. Have you ever been there for fucking.
In New York?
No, not New York. Fucking. Vegas? What is that?
Atlantic City.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You've been there for fucking Exotica.
No, I went to the IVD warehouse convention out there, but.
At the Trump dump is what we call it because it's a bullshit ass hotel. Yeah, Mr. Trump, if you happen to hear this shit, your hotel is a shithole. So they have these mirrors where it's faced so you can actually see yourself shitting from a up view. So like, say for instance, just imagine that a mirror is right there and you taking a shit. Do you know how bad you look taking a shit? It's bad. It's bad. If you picture...
I don't know. I look pretty good taking a shit. So.
No. See, that's what you want people to believe. Now, look. Most of you motherfuckers that's listening, 15 of y'all, do you shit upright or do you shit hunched over? Most of us shit hunched over. No. Use a fucking lie. You don't shit like this.
No.
Who fucking shits...
Standing straight up?
I definitely you know did not lean back.
They ain't no motherfucking armrest. But when you shit, you're normally like this. Yeah, you're hunched over. Absolutely. So just imagine a visual from this angle looking down and it catches you off guard. You're like, that's me shitting. Yeah. Look how stupid I look.
I also feel like it's like if you're drunk or something like that and you kind of just look over like, oh my God.
Right. Like, no, when you're drunk, that's the worst. That's the worst because you don't give a fuck how you sit. You know, you just sitting there. But when you drunk, you might fucking lean back. You know what I mean? Or
throw up.
Right.
So
let's go back to sexy foods because we've been talking about shit
and the way we look. Shit.
So Avery, what's your go to if you want to impress a chick and you want to bring out some sexy food?
I have it. Oh, it works every time. Never fails.
Seduce me. What do you want to bring me out?
Chipotle.
I take.
But that's new, dog.
I take them to Chipotle. I get them all warmed up. They get excited. They get a.
So you thinking about sticking your dick in a burrito?
I said, "Hey, baby, you want a burrito?" And it works every time.
You might as well have said pink taco. It's the fucking idea.
Chipotle.
Pink taco.
Exactly.
Chipotle. So Chipotle. We're talking about sexy foods, and you say Chipotle.
Totally.
I'm thinking this motherfucker gonna be like. I like a fresh thing of grapes with sweet wet wine. And this motherfucker said Chipotle.
Chipotle.
I know. And I'm like,
double
yeah, where you take a bitch shopping, Tarjay.
That kind of goes back to the whole shit like, talking, right? Because after you take him to Chipotle,
I take him
don't
to
think fucking shit after that.
Right.
I take him to Shea Sizzler.
Oh, man, Sizzler is the shit, man. That ice cream with that, I mean, I'm lactose, so.
I haven't been...
You have a Sizzler right there.
I know. I've been to Sizzler in 20 years.
Yeah.
You ever been to a Red Lobster?
Hell yeah.
Yep. I've never been.
Never been?
It's good.
You ever been to a Chili's?
Yep. I love they got the seafood pasta, dog. Yeah. Shit is off the chain. Have you had the seafood pasta?
No.
It's the Cajun shrimp. Yeah. One of my favorites. Favorites
in
there. Tex-Mex egg rolls.
Those are the shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, the motherfucker with
the
avocado
awesome
sauce. Huh?
The awesome blossom.
Oh, I thought you said possum. I'm about to say, no. The bitch. Possum? The fuck? Ain't nobody eating no possum around here. To the 20th listener, maybe you like possum, but over here, I don't. Oh, shit. Speaking like of fucking Hillbillies. Sexy foods, somewhere in Hollywood, there's this Asian store that was selling raccoons.
Ooh.
In their grocery store. Now, that's an Asian delicacy. Is that how you say it?
Delicacy.
I'm like, raccoon in the freezer. Was. That shit was. You thought dog was.
That's an Asian delicacy.
You know, in certain countries, not right. Overall Asians.
You're not going to get a like chihuahua roll at a sushi bar.
Hell no. You might, depending. That shit is in downtown Los Angeles. It's the alleyway.
It was possum or was it raccoon?
It was a raccoon. They had feet, head, whole raccoons. I'm like, holy shit. I was scary.
Sexy foods. How about ice cream?
See, I'm lactose. But you know what I'm saying? You, like, I eat that, and then the moment turns sexy, and then, you know,
go back to farting.
it's just a wrap.
Going back to the raccoon, what kind of Asian was it? Was it like Chinese,
I don't know.
Japanese?
I think it was Chinese, but they were like, oh, we're going to report this. Yeah, here's my thing about certain individuals. If you don't like this shit, why do you have to report it? People have different types of food. I don't like snails, but that's big. Like, people eat crows, snake, fucking frog legs. Why would you feel...
Quail legs.
Right. They can sell whatever they want to sell at a store just because it's not something that you would eat. And it was an average American.
Right.
I'm going to report this. Bitch, get your ass out my store.
Get your ass.
I sell this shit pig feet. Black people love fucking pig feet. Me, I don't eat pig feet. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to look at the person that's selling the shit like, this is nasty.
What's the weirdest thing you like, would you say?
The weirdest thing that I like? Let me think about that. Because I don't have a lot of weird things. I eat some normal shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't... Probably the weirdest thing... I went to jail, for you guys that don't know. And Top Ramen was... coming out of people's ears in fucking jail, like, because that's what we
you
have
the
as
top
a
ramen, right. The fucking mayonnaise. And the
you
fucking...
so you've been to jail before?
No, I have not.
Oh, you've been
personally.
Watching them locked up shows on the fucking Discovery
no,
Channel,
but,
National Geographic.
I've been around multiple people that have.
Oh,
been
so
to
she it. Fucked jailbirds for all y'all 20th people that's listening. Jennifer White likes to fuck prisoners.
I got a boyfriend in prison right now, so.
Wait, Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. It's good old for him. Send him some Top Ramen. So, look.
Top
Ramen is my shit. I went to jail and people said, man, I'll never eat this shit again. I'm like, dog, that shit stays in my cabinet. But that's not weird to me.
What
do you like
it?
To put in your Top Ramen?
Shitty the name.
Motherfucking Red Rooster hot sauce. What else?
But like what?
Lemon juice and soy sauce.
What flavor do you buy usually?
Oh, I buy all of them except for the chili. I buy that for the wife. Okay. I don't buy that shit for me. She likes the chili. She likes a little hot stuff.
I like Top Ramen's. It's a good little snack.
Right, but it's so
it
it's so bad for you.
Is it really? Why is it bad?
What do they call it when you do the Top Ramen?
Spread.
Spread.
Yeah.
You go.
Create a spread.
Yep.
That's not a sexy food. That's sexy in jail.
I make some
bomb
ass spread though.
Oh yeah, you be making some bomb ass spreads and shit.
Yeah, with the fucking.
What goes in your
pork rinds?
This bitch been to jail before.
I've never been to jail. I've been in a holding cell, but I've never been to jail.
Oh, you just wasn't charged.
Yeah, there you go.
So, let me. What else do you put with your spread? You said pork rinds.
Yeah, you got your pork rinds. You got mayonnaise.
Get close to the mic, girl.
Is that good?
Mayonnaise. Get your nose off it.
Mayonnaise. What else?
Pork rind, mayonnaise. This shit is turning your stomach in.
No. Actually, I like to put mine. I like to put hot dogs in mine. Chop them up, put hot dogs in mine.
Hot dogs?
That's that
Those
poor
are
man
pretty
shit.
Good.
Like, that's like fucking pork and beans. You know
I love
what I mean?
Pork and beans.
I can't fuck with that shit,
beans.
Dog.
Beans and Franks.
I can't fuck with that shit no more.
Really?
That was the last shit in the cabinet when we was broke as kids. And not like, I can't eat SpaghettiOs anymore.
Could you eat
Kraft
mac and cheese?
Nope.
Yeah.
Velveeta's
fucking
way better.
My chick ruined that shit for me. You know what I mean? Shit, have you ever been to Lemonade? The restaurant, Lemonade.
I think once or twice.
Never heard of it.
No, you what?
There's the one in Silver Lake, right?
There's one right down the street here off of fucking Beverly.
Right. No, but there's one in, I think I went to the one in Silver Lake once.
Lemonade is bomb as fuck. Speaking of sexy food, like if I was to take a chick out on a date, I will take her to Lemonade.
I take mine to Milk.
Yeah?
On Beverly here to get
triple. Yeah, that's right.
Triple chocolate.
I've been taking her on a date to a fondue bar or fondue restaurant.
No, you wouldn't. You'll go it's down to the fucking pot. Twin Towers and get a spread.
Yeah, no, it's a fucking Twin Towers.
I got a Roscoe's. You're a fool.
I take my girls
to Roscoe's.
Nah, that's a fucking heart attack. I actually Roscoe's took Maddie, home. Maddie O'Reilly, Skin Diamond, Eric Everhard. I took them to Roscoe's after we shot a scene.
Yeah.
It was like at fucking 1 o'clock in the morning or some shit.
Roscoe's is bomb.
Prince, Joshua, and I forget his, Leilani. We fucking went to Roscoe's after I shot them. So, sexy foods. I think we went from fondue bar.
It's called the Melting Pot. That is a sexy, sexy food.
We went from
food. I heard about that. Never been. But.
Food to pooping to farts.
Like, no, we went from food to farting to looking how you look when you take a shit. To food again and foods that you wouldn't eat to weird shit. And we out this motherfucker.
Yeah.
We covered it, right?
That's it. Where can they find you?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at @xjenniferwhitex. And my website will be up in about 2 weeks. And that's xjenniferwhitex.com.
You keep saying fucking 2 weeks. You know that shit gonna be up by the time this shit come out.
So that's
you
right.
can find me up in 2 weeks. Two weeks. You're going to find your ass down at the fucking Twin Towers trying to give the homeless people spreads and shit. So
and you'll finally at the Twin Towers flashing the fucking image.
If you don't know where to find me, you shouldn't be listening to this shit. But in case you don't, for the 20th person that's listening to the show, Mime Freak at Twitter, at IG, but I only look at pit bulls on that shit. And this is sponsored by The Toilet.
And brought to you by.
And brought to you by Julie Lynn.
But we find you at themindfreak.com.
You can find me at themindfreak. That's the blog site. You can look and read about some incredible shit, learn something. I got advice. I got nasty pictures. I got little trailers for you to jerk off to. I got sexy ass bitches on there talking shit. I got the fans over there talking shit. And I got Avery taking dick pics. If you can find them. Go to the fucking freaky crew.com, bitch. And I'll talk to you soon.